He never chased stardom with flashy chains or tabloid scandals. Yet across the Caribbean and diaspora dance halls, just one note of his voice could freeze a room. His sound didn't scream, it soothed. But don't mistake smoothness for softness. Behind that velvet tone was a storm of heartbreak, longing, and soul-deep truths. Barris Hammond didn't invent lover's rock. He made it immortal. From the streets of Anato Bay to global stages, his music became the soundtrack of Caribbean romance, regret, and resilience. With hits like Rockaway and I Feel Good, he didn't just write songs. He offered therapy for the brokenhearted. But here's the question no one dares to ask. Why did Barris, the master of romantic expression, remain so private about his own pain? In this episode, we strip back the rhythms and studio smoke to uncover the man behind the legend, the struggles, the triumphs, and the soul of a voice that has outlasted generations. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. From Anato Bay to Global Reverence. In the lush coastal town of Anato Bay, St. Mary, Jamaica, a young Beresford Hammond first discovered the therapeutic power of music. Born on August 28, 1955, Barris was the ninth of 10 children in a humble household that prized storytelling, spirituality, and Sunday serenades on the veranda. His father, a shoemaker, and his mother, a homemaker with a gospel voice, nurtured a home where emotion was expressed through rhythm, not rhetoric. By the time he was a teenager in the early 1970s, Jamaica was musically exploding. The island had given birth to ska, rocksteady, and was now shaping reggae into a global movement. But while Marley and Tosh were chanting revolution, Barris was chasing something more elusive, vulnerability. His first serious break came as lead singer for the band Zap Paw, where he recorded the now iconic System. Even as reggae militancy swept the country, Barris sang about the emotional battles being fought behind closed doors, betrayal, heartbreak, and the aching silence after a lover walks out. In a music industry often dominated by political defiance and dancehall bravado, Barris was an anomaly. He wasn't shouting, he was pleading, and Jamaica listened. In 1976, he released his solo debut, Soul Reggae, a critically acclaimed project that fused soul, funk, and reggae into an emotional tapestry. The album didn't top charts, but it lit a spark. He wasn't a crossover act, he was a genre all his own. Throughout the late 70s and 80s, he floated between modest radio plays and live gigs, his name gaining weight not in the commercial world, but in the hearts of those who needed solace. What kept him from blowing up sooner? Timing. The rise of dancehall in the early 80s shifted reggae toward harder, grittier sounds. DJs like Yellowman and Shabba Ranks dominated the airwaves with sexually charged, bass-heavy tracks. Hammond, with his mellow delivery and lyrical intimacy, was seen as too soft, but he stayed the course. The tide turned in the late 1980s when he signed with Donovan Germain's Penthouse Records. There, Barris found a sonic home. In 1990, he dropped A Love Affair, featuring hits like Tempted to Touch and Is This a Sign? His sound was suddenly timeless, bridging soul, roots reggae, and modern dancehall production. Lover's Rock, long a niche subgenre, had found its king. But Hammond wasn't just writing love songs. Beneath the surface of tracks like What One Dance Can Do and Putting Up Resistance lay deeper meditations on commitment, betrayal, and emotional survival. And unlike many artists, he never played the victim or villain. He played both. He gave listeners not just melodies, but mirror reflections of their own regrets and desires. And then came Rockaway in 2001, a nostalgic, soul-soaked ode to simpler times that transcended generational lines. with lyrics recalling when dances used to turn you on. Barris tapped into something bigger than romance, memory. It wasn't just the soundtrack to love. It became the vessel of Caribbean emotional memory. Chapter 2, Silence, Resilience, and the Soul of the Sound. As Barris Hammond's global acclaim deepened in the 2000s, something unusual happened. He never morphed into a media personality. He gave few interviews, rarely revealed personal details, and protected his private life with the same fierce tenderness he poured into his songs. Far, an artist whose music felt like confession, his real-world silence was its own mystery. Fans speculated, was his music autobiographical? Did the heartbreaks in his lyrics mirror real losses? Was She Loves Me Now rooted in a real betrayal? Or was it pure invention? Hammond never answered, and maybe that was the point. His genius wasn't in telling his story, it was in voicing ours. His concerts, though, revealed his true essence. No pyrotechnics, no auto-tune, just Barris, in a simple button-down shirt, mic in hand, eyes closed, pouring his entire soul into each lyric like it might be his last. In an age of hype and digital saturation, he reminded audiences that emotion, raw, restrained, real, still reigned supreme. But there were shadows too. In 2016, Barris revealed that a serious illness nearly took his voice. Vocal polyps, stress, and exhaustion had plagued him for years. For an artist whose entire identity was built on voice, it was a spiritual and artistic reckoning. He retreated from the spotlight. Rumors swirled. Was this the end? It wasn't. In 2018, he returned with Never Ending, an album that felt like a memoir in melody. Songs like I'm Alive and Land of Sunshine radiated gratitude, resilience, and spiritual peace. No longer just a lover in turmoil, Barris was now a man who had faced mortality and found joy on the other side. And yet, even now, at over 70 years old, Barris Hammond refuses to fade. He continues to sell out arenas from Kingston to Brooklyn, London to Lagos. Younger artists, from Roman Virgo to Protoje, cite him as the North Star of emotional authenticity in reggae. He never chased viral fame, yet remains one of the most revered Jamaican voices in history. So what makes Barris so enduring? Maybe it's this. While others chronicle revolutions of fists and fire, Barris documented the quiet revolutions of the heart. He reminded us that love, in all its complicated glory, is resistance against numbness, against cynicism, against forgetting how to feel.